At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Ravens off day as they get ready for the Browns starting tomorrow. 8.5-point favorites in Cleveland. Ravens, as we discussed in the open, not really able to get the deep ball going like they'd like. So that being said, no Bateman, who was their big deep target a year ago. Does that do you throw one a game to Tez Walker? Is the deep ball, is that completely out the window as we move forward in this season?
Well, let's quantify this year to last year. So this year they have 13 completions as a team of 25 yards or more. That is ninth fewest in the NFL. Last year through 10 weeks, they had 22 such completions. That was third most in the NFL. Last year, they averaged 9.2 yards per attempt.
Mm-hmm.
That was number one in the NFL. This year, through 10 weeks, they're 20th in the league in air yards per attempt. They've got one completion over 50 yards so far this season. Last year through 10 weeks, they had five. They have 24 times this season a Ravens quarterback has attempted to throw the ball 20 yards or more downfield. That's 29th in the NFL. Last year through 10 weeks, they were 12th in the league in that category. So when I talk about completely changing your identity, I mean, their offense last year kind of looked like what Seattle's doing with Kubiak this year. The volume of the pass game isn't there as much because they're blowing people out, but they're throwing it in the air downfield more than anybody else. They're completing as many balls 20-plus downfield as anybody else, and the quarterback is averaging over 9 air yards per attempt. That's who they were. That's not who they are. And again, I'm not even sure that's who they aspire to be, given the fact that they can't pass protect, they don't trust their offensive line, and there's been frustration all year long about getting beat in the trenches.
I just want to touch on the Seattle part of it, though, because they're a weird team. They don't run the football great. Like, is it Charbonnet? Is it Walker? They don't really get either one. And Darnold isn't exactly last year's. Like, last year they had Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, who were both incredible threats to run the ball, and teams had to sort of sell out for that, which opened things up for the play action and pass game. Seattle, it's even more impressive they're doing this, and JSN's having a monster year. But they're not. They can't really sell play action like the Ravens could a year ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think when you have that philosophy, when you come out bombs away and you're pretty good at it, it makes everything a lot easier. I think, look, I don't want to get on a dissertation about Seattle.
Sure.
I'm a little bit dumbfounded how some people are defensively approaching them. But the reality is, again, we're looking at it. Look at attempts, the will, mm-hmm. the want, the intent has not been there. And now the offensive line isn't getting any better. Like, it's not really getting any better. Like, Ronnie's been healthier lately.
Yes, so that's good news.
But like, and now you take Bateman out of the equation, and likely he's had a nothing burger year and a contract year to this point. I don't think now they're, and the weather's about to get bad. So like, no, I don't think they're flicking that switch now.
No, I don't think so either. And it really is shocking. You mentioned the attempt, and Lamar, he only has 18 pass attempts of air yards traveling more than 20. Their deep threat, I'm using air quotes, is Zay Flowers. He's the guy they've attempted the most deep balls to. They're 4 of 9 for 136 yards when targeting Zay Flowers. But the only guys with multiple catches of 20-plus air yards downfield, multiple is in two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zay, D-Hop, and Tez Walker.
Tez Walker's got the two.
That's it. And there's just no semblance of that. D-Hop and Tez Walker don't even play that many snaps. Walker's been a healthy scratch for weeks
now. I am shocked. You brought it up in the open, Bone. The seam routes with Isaiah Likely. And I know he didn't look right when he first came back, and then Lamar's out. I think we're going to have to start seeing some of that, like Lamar looking for Isaiah Likely. And by the way, he had Andrews in the seam last week. That probably was 20-plus air yards, and that's a ball Mark Andrews has to catch. It's not an easy catch, but you're paid to catch the football.
That's the one target that Andrews has 20-plus air yards down the field. And Andrews has never been a burner throughout his career, but especially now with the injuries and him getting a little more up there at 30 years old. And that's not Kolar's game either.
No.
But Kohler's enough of a red. He's put enough of film in the red zone now.
Sure.
And he can catch and rumble. Like, I think the idea of like selling Likely as any sort of inline tight end, it should be out the window. Isaiah Likely is their number two outside receiver. Well, actually, he's probably their number one outside receiver right now, because I do think you want Zay running stuff underneath.
Like, yes.
Like, I you've got Kohler, you got Ricard, you've got Andrews. I think Likely has to take a shot. You look at his size and some of the matchups he's going to have, get him out wide, get him on a corner, and throw him some jump balls 40, 50 yards downfield, 30 yards downfield, even 20 yards downfield would be progress. But, like, I don't think they're going to become, over the second half of the season or the final 8 weeks, whatever you want to say, an elite deep ball team. And I also don't think they're going to run the ball as effectively as they did last year.
So
I think when you spin this forward to the playoffs, this bend don't break, defense turn people over, defense show up in the red zone, like that's going to have to happen, because you always worry about Derrick Henry hitting the wall at the end of a season anyway, at this point in time of his career. And if the offensive line isn't as good in front of him, and Lamar, for whatever reasons, isn't going to run as much as we're used to, and they can't push the ball downfield like they did a year ago.
Well,
that's a lot to overcome.
That's just the bottom line. This offense isn't nowhere near as efficient as they were last year. When you think of the deep ball accuracy, when you think of short yardage conversions, when you think of red zone, third down, and that was always going to be impossible to reach those heights that they were in 2024.
But this ain't even close.
Yes, exactly.
Ravens, 8.5-point favorites as they head into Cleveland this weekend. That's a 4:25 start, which means
weird.
Baltimore Game Day Uncensored starts at 1 on Sunday. Yeah. Me and the Bone, hour 1, and then Bone, Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston, hours 2 and 3. Coming up next, though, are the Ravens back? Are the Ravens going to win the AFC North? These are a couple of the questions we're going to ask our friend Morgan Atz at Fox 45 Sports. She joins us next here on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.